Heavenly Father, open our ears to hear. Son of God, open our minds to understand. Holy Spirit, open our hearts to believe all that the Bible teaches. Amen. Last March, everyone at ILC was anticipating spring break. Little did we know that spring break would last this long. I'm sure that most students were looking forward to getting away from the classroom, the dorm, the regulating bells, and other aspects of school life. I know that when I was a student, getting a break after weeks of school was a welcome getaway. That expression, getaway, has a welcome sound to it, but there is also an unwelcome sound. A summer getaway or vacation is a welcome thing. However, the getaway of a bank robber is not so well. To get away with a crime is bad. On the other hand, to get away from some wearisome task is good. However, let me speak to you of a far, far more exciting getaway. I do so on the basis of Matthew 25. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." Then he will also say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." This is what's going to happen on Judgment Day. But of course it began long before Judgment Day. The king speaks of a kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. God prepared the great getaway before he created the world. He foreknew that there would be another, a terrible getaway. In the Garden of Eden, Eve was faced with a decision. Would she stand fast with her Creator, or would she make a getaway? We all know what she did. And she dragged her husband along with her. She got away all right, away from the source of life, away from everlasting happiness, away from the source of every good and perfect gift. And what is worse, all of us were affected by this. We were all in the so-called getaway car. Sin, sorrow, pain, death, and damnation became the inheritance for us all. We were destined to hear the words of the king, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire." What dreadful words. Get away from me into everlasting fire. The getaway that we chose would become an eternal, dreadful getaway. But God is love. Having foreseen that this would happen, in love, God prepared a new getaway, a getaway from the dread results of the rebellion of Adam and Eve. God prepared an eternal kingdom of glory in the heavens, and he wants all people to enjoy it. For he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God's preparation for the great heavenly getaway is summarized in a most familiar passage. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This is the only way for sinners to get away from the spiritual plague of sin and death and damnation. It could happen only if there was full payment for what we have done. The eternal Son of the living God would make that payment, and the reality of that payment would reach from the beginning to the end. Therefore, Scripture says, "The Lamb was slain from the foundation of the world." Yet every descendant of Adam has entered into this world under the power of sin and the curse of death. Such was that power that we could not stage a getaway from it. In fact, we didn't want to. We loved our life of sin. We despised the God who loves us. Well, God took care of this too. He provided the getaway. It would involve the work of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit would provide the means for the getaway. He would provide the Holy Scriptures. He would use the Blessed Sacraments. By these means, the Holy Spirit would reach into rebellious hearts and change them to hearts of faith. Hearts that abandon all hope in themselves. Hearts that place all their hope and trust in the redeeming blood of the promised Savior. From the Father, who loved us so much that he prepared a getaway for us, to the Son, who loved us so much that he paid for our access to that getaway, to the Holy Spirit, who reached out to us and transformed us into the children of God, from this triune God we have received the getaway kingdom. Now we wait in confident hope that soon we will hear the words, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." From that glorious moment on, we will experience the greatest, most joyful, most peaceful getaway that could ever be. Spring break will lead to summer break, and when that is over, well, only God knows what's next. However, we do know for sure that an eternal getaway awaits us, for we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Now we hear the words of hymn 334 in the Lutheran hymnal, "Let me be thine forever."
Let me be thine forever, thou faithful God and Lord. Let me forsake thee never, nor wander from thy word. Lord, do not let me waver. And for such grace forever, thy holy name I'll bless. Lord Jesus, my salvation, my light divine, my only consolation, oh, make me wholly thine. For thou hast dearly bought me with blood and bitter pain. Let me, since thou hast sought me, eternal life obtain. And thou, O Holy Spirit, my comforter and guide, grant that in Jesus' merit I always may confide, him to the end confessing, whom I have known by faith. Give me thy constant blessing,